Hi, it's Kay Henderson from IK Insights. It's Easter 2026, and I'm in my favourite place in the world. We're up in Wasdale in the Lake District. We come here every year. A little bit windy, but stood by the river, which is absolutely. The current's so strong, to be honest. It's there's obviously a lot of water coming off the fells, and every time I come here, I have the same feeling—a real sense of scale. And I'll take some photos and share these. The mountains are just phenomenal here. Obviously, you've got Scarfell, and. They're England's largest, highest mountain, and the peaks rising up all around. And Wastwater, which is England's deepest lake. Hopefully you can hear the river moving steadily. And it's really hard not to feel small here. Not in a kind of small diminishing way, but a small way in a sense that it brings perspective. These mountains have been here for thousands of years, millions of years, shaped by obviously glaciers and weathered in time, and they stand so magnificent through the seasons and storms and change and what they've seen. And I just find it quite overwhelming, to be honest, just to think about over the years what they've seen, the world evolving and changing, and everything that's kind of come and gone. Lots of lives lived. That's what you do, isn't it? Generations and generations, and stuff which was, you know, all consuming, now all kind of gone. And they'll still be here, won't they? Obviously, long gone, long after we've all moved on. And long after, you know, today's worries and, you know, uncertainty. Decisions and everything else, once all that pressure has kind of passed. And it just makes me think about that we're just a little dot within all this. Not kind of insignificant, but we're part of something much, much bigger. And I'm just walking along by the river now. I just think about time. Not the kind of time we usually think about in terms of, you know, deadlines and calendars and quarter ends and stuff. But a much, much longer view. Because in our everyday lives, it's so easy just to get pulled into the next thing, you know, the decision, the next meeting, the next problem to solve. We're always just doing, aren't we? And I just think, especially at this point in the year, it's getting a bit windy now, hopefully you can hear that. You know, we're moving into second quarter, you know, the plans which we put in motion coming into the beginning of the year, and you know, momentum's picking up. And here, it's like nature's on a completely different timeline. This river beside me isn't rushing. It's steady and it's strong. It's constant. And it's following a path which, you know, is shaped by time. And I'll see if I can get some video to put on the social media. And I'm seeing the trees just here, the trees are starting to bud. not all at once. It was this time last year, there was a lot more buds on the trees actually, but they're just not in a hurry. We've had such a wet February and March, haven't we? So they're just responding to the season. And in the background, you can see the mountains. My goodness me, they're not going anywhere. So it kind of makes me wonder what it would be like to live and lead with a bit more of that perspective. To step back from the urgency and reconnect to, you know, what actually matters over the longer term. Because not everything needs to be decided today. Not everything has to be solved and right now. And not everything that's urgent is actually important. I'm just walking up to a really narrow bit of river now. Hopefully you can hear that. I'll shut up for a minute and leadership, I think this is where often clarity comes from, not from doing more stuff, but just from kind of taking this step back far enough to see things a bit differently. And you know, I like to ask some questions. So you know, what really matters here? What will still be important? What will still matter in a year's time? What about in 5 years' time? And perhaps more importantly, what doesn't actually matter? So I just wanted to give you a few moments to reflect and hopefully hear the river, not the wind so much. And where might kind of stepping back give you a different perspective? What feels important when you take this longer view? And, you know, what else can you choose to let go of? Yeah, spring's all around here, and the daffs in the fields and these buds all beginning, you know, new growth again. But that's obviously part of a bigger, much bigger cycle. And that's probably a reminder from places like this, you know, that we are some part of something a lot bigger. You know, not everything is urgent, and that sometimes the most powerful thing we can do is just to pause and, you know, lift our head and take a longer view. So as you move back into routine after Easter, maybe, you know, I ask you to maybe notice these moments where you can step back, even just briefly, just to connect or reconnect with what really matters. And we can live and lead from that place. Yeah, we're just one small part of a much bigger story, and you know, we get to choose what we do with our time that we're here. So yeah, I'll leave you with that. I'll stand by the river again here, and I look forward to speaking to you again in another month.